Okay, back with you at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, where, hey, weekends always start early right here at the Big E Sports Show. We've already had a ton of NBA and finals talk tonight. Time for a change-up. We're going to hit on some MLB, specifically the New York Mets, a club that came into the 2015 season with six consecutive losing seasons. But currently, they are first in the NL East Division. They have given the Met fans a sense of hope, 36-32. They've been rock solid at home. It's such a great story. And we're delighted to have with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, author and sports writer Russ Cohen, who teamed up with Adam Rader. They released their new book, Numbers Don't Lie, Behind the Biggest Numbers in Met History. Good evening. It's nice to have you with us, Russ.
Thanks, Alyssa. Nice to talk to you.
Okay, we're going to highlight your book here momentarily, but it's been an intriguing turnaround with the Mets. How have they done it? How has this revival happened and then been able to flip the script?
Yeah, a couple of good trades, you know, the R.A. Dickey trade. They got him Noah Syndergaard. The trade for Beltran got him Wheeler. They made some good moves. You know Wheeler's getting Tommy John this year. He'll be back next year. You know, Matt Harvey, that was an Omar Minaya draft pick. Luckily, before Omar Minaya left, he drafted some very good players, and a lot of those players, Juan Lagares, was signed as a free agent. There's some Omar guys. There's some free agents. There were some trades. And a lot of good things have happened on the pitching staff, so now you're starting to, you know, see a little bit of a surge.
Do you view them as a serious contender this year?
I think they're a semi-serious contender. There's some things going on now, like Juan Lagares has some problems with his arm, so he's not going to be able to make some of those fantastic throws, and he's not going to get Tommy John surgery. So you kind of hear those things, and you're like, that's a pretty important player, and you never know what's going to happen pitching staff-wise, and they're already a little lean in the infield. They're awaiting David Wright's return. We'll see what he's like after stenosis. Daniel Murphy has to get back in the lineup. There's a lot of ifs.
Okay, we're going one-on-one with Russ Cohen, author of the new book, Numbers Don't Lie, The Biggest Numbers in New York Mets History. And I'm looking forward to a little retrospective on that. But talking about the Mets right now, I mean, multiple contributions and guys that are providing production, but zero in on the pitching. I mean, this is a pitching-oriented team. What have they shown you in terms of this being a dominant pitching staff?
Well, preseason, I really thought Jacob DeGrom was going to be their best pitcher because when you're coming off of Tommy John like Matt Harvey was, it was going to be tough to be terrific every start and not have any peaks and valleys. And so he's going to do that and still have a little bit more. So DeGrom has been unbelievable. He's been lights out. I think he's got 7 wins. His ERA is mid-2s. I mean, you look at that and you say, okay, that's one. And then you've got Harvey, who always gives you a great start almost every time out. That's another. I mean, they have a lot of pitchers. Syndergaard now has sort of moved in and taken his spot in the rotation. All of these guys throw mid to upper 90s and for most of the game. And when you're facing, you know, a trio of guys that can do that, that makes it really hard. And then Bartolo Colon is sort of like their off-speed guy because he's only throwing low 90s. But again, still a wily veteran, still a tough guy to face. You know he's going to throw strikes. That puts a lot of pressure on teams. And when they're scouting the Mets, they have to really look at that and say, all right, you know, this is one of the better pitching staffs in baseball, and how are we going to score runs against them?
Okay, so Russ, you mentioned Bartolo Colon, 42 years old, savvy pitching, and physically perhaps one of the most durable athletes of his generation. I mean, how would you describe his play? I mean, and is he the best athlete in baseball?
Well, he can't be the best athlete in baseball, but he's really sort of turned back the clock to a certain degree. And again, the guy just knows how to pitch. There have been plenty of heavy set pitchers that have, you know, survived in Major League Baseball because not so much because of their really work tendencies, but just basically because they know the position. And he knows the position. He knows exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it. He doesn't worry about it. If a couple runners are on base, he doesn't worry about it. If he's got a 3-0 count, these are all things that are really, really important. And the fact that he's had a decision in 26 straight starts, breaking a franchise record, that was a Dwight Gooden record, it just shows you that he's always in games. And even if it's a game like the other night where he gets blown out, hey, but he saves the bullpen. And that's another thing because, as you know, the bullpen is so important. And unfortunately, some of the Mets' bullpen is one of their weaker points. And so, like, that's where if you can get to the 6th, 7th inning every game, that really helps you.
Bartolo Colon, what is the key to his durability? As I said, you know, he's 42.
You know, I don't have the answer for that. I don't, other than when you have prepared for as long as he has for this position and know exactly what it takes, he just knows exactly what to do on and off the field. I don't know his secret workout regimen. I don't. And certainly I don't know what his diet is and don't care. And so I look at it and I say, he's just one of those veterans that even though he's on the back end of his career, he just knows the game. And so he knows exactly how to do it. He's his own best coach.
Okay, numbers don't lie. The biggest numbers in New York Mets history. We are visiting with Russ Cohen, and also he teamed up with Adam Rader on this new book. And I promise we're going to hit on that here in just a moment. But give us, are there any trade rumors going on right now? I mean, is general manager Sandy Alderson, is he likely going to pull off a trade and get some offensive help? Who's available?
You know, likely to pull off a trade, I don't know. I mean, we'd all like to see something. I mean, there's definitely some guys out there. The problem is that, like, if you want a Troy Tulowitzki, you really have to give up a lot, maybe more than the Mets are willing to give up. And so that's a big problem because I don't think they're willing to take on that kind of salary. We have to look at that and say, when are the Mets really going to step up? Because even Michael Kadire as a free agent signing isn't making huge money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of the issue. I think if they were willing to bite the bullet on some salary, and you know who's to say they couldn't get Jose Reyes back if Toronto started to falter. You know, like Brandon Phillips, he'd be a really good fill-in at this point because I would make him the starting second baseman. I would put Murphy at third. I would worry about when David Wright comes back because, you know, he's not going to be able to play every day, and then Murphy can move around. Even Phillips can move around a little. He could even play a little short. But that's somebody where, you know, the Reds are out of it. They definitely would trade Brandon Phillips, but would the Mets take on that salary? That's the kind of player the Mets need. They need somebody that can lead off, that can play an infield position. They're not going to do the outfield spot. Everybody wants a corner outfielder, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Okay, so the All-Star break, it is just around the corner. Who's going to make the All-Star game this year with the Mets?
Everybody on the Kansas City Royals.
I know that. They got, what, 8 at this point?
Well, yeah, but they did take away a lot of votes that they found out there was some cyber hokey pokey going on. So they did take away a lot of votes. From the Mets, I would think Familia is a guy you have to look at, and DeGrom. Mm-hmm. If I were going to do it, I'd probably do those two. Harvey's had a heck of a first half, too, but he's had a few hiccups. Really, DeGrom hasn't had any, and Familia's had none.
Okay, our new friend of the show, Russ Cohen, is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Now we're going to talk about the new book that's just been released, Numbers Don't Lie, The Biggest Numbers in New York Mets History. Tell us about the book.
It's a book that is very number-intensive, like you said. It's got a lot of graphs and charts, and we go into famous numbers in Mets history, some good, some bad. You know, as an example, Tom Seaver's 3 Cy Youngs, that's the good. 1.2%, that's the amount of Hall of Fame votes, the percentage that Daryl Strawberry got when he had a chance to be in the Hall of Fame. That's bad. You know, we all expected more out of him. So there's a lot of that. There's a number 17 for the amount of errors that Marv Thornberry made at first base with the original Mets. You know, that's in the middle, because we could laugh about that now, mm-hmm. and it doesn't seem so bad. You know, there's Tom Glavine's giving up 7 runs in a third of an inning. That's bad. So for all the good, there's bad, but it does make you sort of reminisce, and there's always some things that you forget about that you didn't realize that, you know, like Wally Backman had a .989 fielding percentage, and Ray Ordonez has only made 4 errors one season, and
wow.
Felix Meon struck out 14 times in a season. Like, that'll never happen again.
Okay, so throughout the years, the Mets have produced a multitude of great players. Who's your favorite, Russ?
It's Tom Seaver. I grew up a big Tom Seaver fan. I pitched in my early life, and he was just the guy that you could just watch every fifth day, lights out. He basically was throwing heat. The knee was dragging on the ground. The uniform was dirty. He would get hits. Sometimes he'd hit home runs, but he would always dominate the opposition. Even if he didn't have his best stuff, he'd always figure out how to work it out and put his team on the plus side. Never had a ton of run support. He was one of the lower run support pitchers of all time, but always had a lot of wins, those 311 wins. Didn't get them all with the Mets. Wish he would have. You know, the day that he was traded to the Reds, just that date just came up a couple days ago, and it was a really sad day in my house, trust me.
Oh, so many wonderful entries in the new book, Numbers Don't Lie, The Biggest Numbers in New York Mets History, Mets Magic. And it's been a pleasure to have with us for the first time, Russ Cohen, sports writer. Thank you so much, Russ.
Hey, thanks, Alyssa. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Much more MLB talk coming your way right here at your network of choice, YSR.